You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following on from our previous chat, recent events have led to Turkey potentially pursuing a vote to suspend Israel from the United Nations. Turkey Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan has told the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in Riyadh that Israel should be suspended from the crucial meeting of the General Assembly next month due to its genocidal aggression. In response to this, Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa co-chair John Minto has urged New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters to take a stand on this issue. To discuss a potential vote to suspend Israel from next month's United Nations General Assembly meeting, as well as New Zealand's current stance on Israel and Gaza, I spoke with John Minto.
Can you explain what Turkey might be hoping for in an Israeli suspension from the United Nations?
Well, I think what countries around the world are looking at is how they can work around the United States veto. How can they take effective action against Israel, which would normally go through the Security Council and would be vetoed by the US? And one of those things is the General Assembly of the United Nations has the opportunity of doing two things. They can vote to suspend Israel in the way that they suspended South Africa in 1974 because of its apartheid policies. Israel's apartheid policies should result in the same sanction, given the fact that they've backed up their apartheid policies with this genocidal campaign against Palestinians in Gaza. So I think that, you know, countries are looking for ways around it, and New Zealand is a country that should support those measures. We should not be hanging around at the back of the line with the US. So the other thing that the General Assembly can do is develop a Uniting for Peace resolution under the UN Charter, which would involve the UN essentially forcing humanitarian aid through into Gaza, with basically, to be frank, an armed escort to get that food through to Gaza. The food's there, it's stacked up at the border, trucks are laden with it, and Israel's refusing to allow those trucks in, except in a sort of drip-fed kind of way.
And how successful do you think the vote to suspend Israel from the United Nations will be if it were to happen?
Well, I think it will depend very much on what's happening right now and what will happen over the next 6 weeks. There will be intensive lobbying to both for the motion and against it. And I think the motion will only be put if there's going to be a clear majority to support it. So again, the role of a country like New Zealand is really important. We can say that we are totally appalled at what Israel has done and is doing in Gaza, the mass killing and mass starvation of civilians in Gaza, and we can hold them to account in one way at least by suspending their membership from the UN General Assembly.
We've recently seen a famine declared in Gaza, along with Israel once again killing journalists, although Netanyahu says that was a mistake. What do you think it would take for New Zealand to make a move like voting for Israeli suspension from the United Nations?
They won't do it unless they are heavily pressured to do it, and that means the New Zealand people. We have to be out there really putting pressure on our members of parliament to get them to support this suspension of Israel. And I think if we've learned nothing over the last 22 months, it is that our government is very much on side with Israel. We've got our foreign minister who keeps repeating Israeli propaganda lies again and again and again. And we have to work on other MPs to have high expectations that finally the government will do something effective to stop the genocide.
As you said before, you see a similarity to the situation to 1974 when South Africa was suspended from General Assembly because it practiced apartheid. Why are these two situations similar from your perspective?
Well, I think they're similar in principle. I mean, you can always find lots of details where they're different, but they're similar in principle in that you've got, well, if I put it in the words of one of the human rights groups in Israel, B'Tselem, they describe Israel as a regime of Jewish supremacy from the river to the sea, that is, from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. So every Palestinian living in historic Palestine suffers discrimination. And in the same way that black South Africans suffered intense discrimination in South Africa under the apartheid system there. So I think the similarities are, you know, we're talking about a regime of racial supremacy. So Israel had that, has that, South Africa had that. So I think the similarities are very, very strong. The differences are that Israel has a much more brutal approach to suppressing Palestinians than white South Africans had to oppressing black South Africans.
How bad a look is it for the United Nations to have a membership granted to a state that's been confirmed to play a role in starting a famine along with other war crimes?
You know, I think this is the very thing. We have to say, when is the world going to hold Israel to account? We know the US will not support this motion, and if it came up at the Security Council, it would be rejected. The US would veto it away, as they vetoed every other accountability that the world has tried to put on Israel. So this is something the world can do. It would be symbolic, but it would be extremely powerful symbolism to have Israel thrown out of the General Assembly. It would be the world saying that this behaviour by Israel is utterly unacceptable, and its 76-year occupation of Palestine is absolutely unacceptable, and the world will finally take some measures to hold it to account.
What do you make of New Zealand's response and stance on Israel in recent weeks? Is it enough, and what else would you like to see?
The government's approach on Israel has been just appalling. We've had words and words and words and words. For 22 months, we've had words. And it's only just in the last, maybe the last 6 weeks, the last 2 months, that the government has used the word condemn in regard to anything Israel's done. We've seen words, 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 and words have proven to be absolutely hopeless in trying to hold Israel to account. Netanyahu takes no notice whatever. And I think if we have learned anything, is that Israel will only take notice of sanctions when it is held to account through boycotts, through divesting from Israeli companies, through divesting from the illegal Israeli settlements in on Palestinian land, and through government sanctions. Those are the things that are needed. And Palestinians have been telling us that since 2005, BDS.
And that was PSNA co-chair John Minto on the comparisons between Israel and an apartheid-practicing South Africa of 1974 and why New Zealand should look to back a vote against Israel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.